Joined by Jamie Heward in Medicine Hat as the Tigers shut out the Broncos 2-0 here tonight. 38 saves for Merrick Langhammer. Coach, your thoughts on this game today, I'm sure, just must be immensely frustrating for everybody in that dressing room.
Well, it is, and the kids are starting to show, different emotions. They're taking losing heart, which is a good sign. But unfortunately, we have to find a way to channel that and get better, and get ready for tomorrow night. But it really is frustrating because we're doing a lot of good things. When you get that many shots, you get that many chances, eventually something has to go in, and we're just we've got guys that are a little bit snake bit right now, but we saw a lot of good things tonight, and hopefully they can find a way to find a goal here and there and then break out of slumps and hopefully give us a little bit of a lift.
Well, you would have to say, looking at this quick three-game losing skid you're on, this is by far the best performance of the three. I mean, you weren't very good against Kootenay, pretty okay against Medicine Hat, and today controlled the pace of the game almost from the start outside of the maybe first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I you're coming into a building where, Medicine Hat is very good at home. They've built a team around playing, here in Medicine Hat and doing very well at home. So, that was our challenge. And we maybe didn't have a great 5 minutes. We maybe passed up on a few chances early that we maybe could have gotten, a little bit of momentum. But, I thought the guys played very well after that. We totally dominated the play the entire rest of the game. There's no way to describe it any other way than that. We fired a lot of shots at their goaltender. We had a lot of opportunities to score goals today, and there was a lot of good things that came out of it. Unfortunately, we don't get the 2 points, and now we've got a battle tomorrow night, and it just makes our schedule coming up a little bit more tough.
Well, and I think sometimes when you're not scoring, it's easy to try to break down details of everything to try to explain why. But one thing certainly we noticed, there was a couple of key odd man rushes. He had a 3-on-1 and he had a 4-on-2 and aren't able to get shots on those. What do you see there? I mean, is this a group of forwards right now that is overthinking things or just not going with their instinct, or just what's happening on those odd man rushes?
A little bit of both. When you don't score goals, you start to squeeze your stick a little bit, and you just don't do things. You're not seeing the play as good as you are if you're scoring lots of goals and having lots of chances. And sometimes the try too hard theory comes into play, and guys just try to create something out of nothing, and just instead of going with what's their instincts allow them to do. And unfortunately, you get a 3-on-1 and you get a 4-on-2 and you don't even get a shot on net. That hurts. But on the other hand, we obviously did good things to get those 3-on-1s and the 4-on-2. So we did do a good job today of turning pucks over and getting odd man rushes and getting the puck back up to our forwards and getting chances. But you're gonna see guys when they don't score, you're gonna see them squeeze the stick a little bit harder than normal, and that's normal for a hockey player to do that. It's just how do we get out of that, and how do we find guys a way to score goals?
Well, yeah, as a coaching staff, when you know that that's going through their mind and that's going to be what people are talking about, whether it's them to each other or fans or media, how do you avoid that overwhelming them a little bit?
Well, I mean, you just have to keep telling them that, if you're getting 40 shots a night and you're getting 20 quality chances to score goals, you just have to stick with it. It's not like we're only getting 15 or 14 shots a night and only 6 or 7 chances. Then right. We'd have to maybe change systems and change the way we're playing the game. But, we're creating opportunities just because we're skating with teams now and we're doing good things offensively. But now we just got to find a way to put it in. And, we talked about it tonight. Jay Merkley comes down, makes a great move 1-on-1, and rings one off the crossbar. Well, if that goes in, maybe he breaks out of his slump and everybody else kind of follows. So it's just going to take something, trivial, maybe a bounce in here and there, just some ugly, really ugly goal to kind of break the guys out of the slump. And, we're battling hard right now, and every game right now is a playoff game for us. And that I think that's a good thing. It's a challenge for our guys. It's a challenge for us as a staff and everybody involved in the organization to push these guys to be better. And we didn't see any bad things tonight out of our top guys, and they're the ones that are going to carry us. We just need a little bit of more support from the bottom end.
Well, and looking at positives, I mean, we talk a lot about the goal scoring because that hasn't come, but you play a team in Medicine Hat who scores a lot of goals and a lot of skill in their top six especially, but throughout their lineup, and they only score outside of the empty netter twice in two games on you guys. And what did you guys do well to contain all that speed and skill?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's just it's a matter of just, you know, taking away time and space. You know, the hardest part about being a defenseman is if you got guys coming at you with speed with no back pressure from the forwards, they're hard to contain. But when you've got forwards that are committed to doing, you know, a good job back checking and taking away time and space and picking up late guys, it makes the defenseman's job a little bit easier. So, you know, it's not easy. That was a hard task for our guys. But, you know, guys like Scarlett and Hetherington and Netamel stepped up and played very well against a good group of forwards in Medicine Hat. And, you know, kudos to them. It's just, you know, unfortunate we couldn't score a couple more goals to beat this team. But, like I said, I thought we totally dominated and totally outplayed them. It's just a matter of, you know, them getting the 2 points and us not.
So I guess lastly, what's the mindset got to be for the end of this 3-3, Brandon tomorrow, a team that has struggled, they're below you, but that said, you know, there's going to be a frustrated group of players right there. So what's the mindset heading into tomorrow's game?
Play the same way as we did tonight. Create energy through turnovers, you know, tell the defense to, you know, get the pucks back up to the forward, keep doing the things that we're doing, and, you know, it's eventually going to go in for us. That's really the way you have to play. We're system-wise, we're playing very well. You know, we need a few individuals to kind of step up tomorrow and take some ice time away from the guys like Lowry and, you know, Colby Cave and guys like that are logging a lot of ice time right now. We need a good, solid effort from, you know, some of our guys that don't get a lot of ice time tomorrow to play that 3-3 nights. And I think if we can play the same way we did tonight, you know, things will go well for us. It's just the frustration needs to be in check, and you've got to play in, you know, with composure, and you got to play under the system that we've developed. And if you can do that, we'll be fine.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Assistant coach Jamie Hewer joining us. We'll come back with our unsung hero and game shifter as the Broncos lose 2-0 here on the Eagle 94-1.